In baseball, in the American League, Marcus Stroman took a no-hitter into the seventh inning as Toronto shut out the Red Sox 8-0. Shane Victorino's bloop single to lead off the seventh broke up the no-hit bid and was the only hit for Boston. Stroman struck out seven and walked two in seven innings of work. Brandon McCarthy threw six solid innings, fellow newcomer Chase Headley delivered another timely hit, and the New York Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 4-2 yesterday for their sixth win in seven games. The New York Yankees have acquired left-hander Chris Capuano from the Colorado Rockies in their latest trade with a team from the NL West. Elsewhere, Oakland blew out Houston 13-1. Detroit beat the Angels 6-4. It was Baltimore over Seattle 4-0. In the National League, Milwaukee blew out the Mets 9-1. It was Philadelphia over San Francisco 2-1. Bobby Cox, Tom Glavine, Tony La Russa, Greg Maddux, Frank Thomas, and Joe Torre will be formally inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame this Sunday in Cooperstown, New York, as the feature to a four-day celebration of baseball and their careers as part of Hall of Fame Weekend 2014. MLB Network will begin coverage of the ceremony Sunday at noon. In horse racing, Pure Sensation overcame a tough trip to nail Choctaw Chuck at the wire yesterday and win the $100,000 quick call by a nose at Saratoga Racecourse. A person close to the situation tells the Associated Press on condition of anonymity that a Buffalo Bills prospective ownership group that includes rocker Jon Bon Jovi has conducted a feasibility study into buying the NFL franchise and building a stadium in Toronto. The person says the study identified at least three potential stadium sites, two in Toronto and another in a Toronto suburb. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.